There it is. That American Farmer jingle. You know what's coming. It's Tuesday, January 20th, and we are waking up to January morning, mostly cloudy, and we're at 6 below right now. In to talk with me, Wilkin, Soil and Water, Adam Mortensen making the trip in. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. Hey, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We were supposed to talk last week, and I totally gapped it out. My apologies on that.
That's all right. I can talk to you this week.
Happens with age. You know, it happens with age.
Absolutely.
What is going on now? Wilkin, Soil, we can talk cost share. We can talk trees. We can talk a lot of things. Yeah, I'll let you run with it.
We've got all kinds of programs, and this is the time of year. Hey, I don't want to be in the field looking at your soil right now. It's cold out. I want to be in the office. I want to be planning for the summer so we can do the fun stuff in the summer. So, right now is the time that I'm calling guys, get in, make an appointment with me, and we can set up some contracts, some cost share. If you want to do soil health, cover crops are huge right now. We've got a lot of different pots of money for cover crops. And it's just a matter of figuring out what you want to do, and then I'll find the right pot of money for you.
All right. I love that description.
Programs and stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I talk to guys, and I start explaining the different pots of money, and they all like, oh, man, how do you keep that all straight? Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to keep the money straight so we can get the right plan on the ground for you and get a program going to pay, hopefully give you some cost share for things.
Educate us here, Adam. I hear a lot about cover crops. Yep. What's the story with that?
Well, they're kind of, they do a lot of things, So if you're worried about your soil health, about getting water to infiltrate in the ground, building some soil structure and, kind of making your system more resilient, cover crops can help with that. Hey, if you're just worried about wind erosion, hey, cover crops can help with that. Getting the soil covered is a great way to keep soil on the ground in your field and not in the neighbor's field and not in the ditch.
So there is a lot to it. I mean, that covers, literally a lot of ground.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we got a lot of traction on the ground in Wilkin County. There's a lot of guys doing it already. Whether you've done it before and you're looking to kind of expand into your operation more, if you've heard about it and you want to dabble in it, we've got the right program to help you out with that.
And like you said too, the cost share too.
Yep.
Is huge. Now you're in Minnesota.
Yep.
And people looking at Minnesota now, what's going on?
Yeah.
And are you pretty flush? Are things looking good as far as your office and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great that you bring that up. Things have changed a little bit. They've kind of tightened up the rain some. So we just, not that we can't spend the money, we just have to be more upfront with it. So, following the procedural steps, step by step, we got to get a contract before you do the practice. It's got to be approved by the board. It's got to be in writing before you do plant the cover crops, buy the cover crops, all that. So that's why, now is a great time to get in for next fall, and get something on the books. So we've got the money allocated so that there's no question about it. We can pay you when the time comes up.
Well, and that's kind of common sense, too, if it's warranted. Odds are you'll probably get it. Let's talk a little bit about something that's always popular at Wilkin Soil and Water, the trees.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about this.
This has been a great weekend.
The last
3 days should really have gotten some guys thinking about trees. Shelter belts, we've got anywhere from 75... We've got a program right now that offers 90% cost share if we can make it fit into that program. So now is a great time to plant trees. We can get a plan together for you. Talk to myself, Eric in our office, Taylor in our office. We're all kind of, we know what's going on with the trees, and I know Taylor's kind of working into taking that on full time as a part of her job duties. So
and now is the time to get in and talk to you guys
now
because
it's
kind of slow. And again, once spring hits, you guys are out of the office.
Yep.
You're out in the field,
and we're ordering trees now. We got to get them ordered from the nursery ahead of time. So if you come to us in May and say, hey, I want to plant trees, well, we're going to be looking at next year at that point.
Adam, where are you located? Where's your office at?
We're just north of Blazer Express out on the, I don't know if that's Highway 75.
It is,
the bypass,
yes.
Whatever you want to call it. But yeah, just right north of Blazer Express in the USDA building there.
So. And just stop in and start asking questions.
Yeah,
you're available.
In, give us a call, whatever works out. Yep.
All right. Adam, always appreciate our visits. Thanks so much for making the trip, and safe travels to you, my friend.
Same to you.
All right. 7-Eleven here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.